WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meeting for the first time tomorrow night on the debate stage. Both are preparing for the showdown in Philadelphia. ABC's Rachel Scott will be there and says the rules are strict.
The 90-minute debate will include two breaks. No opening statements, no audience in the room, no pre-written notes or huddling with staff during commercial breaks. Microphones will be muted when it's not the candidate's turn to speak. And Trump, who won the coin toss, will have the final word.
Pope Francis has now met the president of Timor-Leste on his Southeast Asia tour. As it continues, he will celebrate Mass tomorrow. Up to 750,000 people, half the country, could show up. This is day three of the search for a suspected sniper who opened fire on cars along I-75, a stretch of highway in southeast Kentucky. Five people were injured. Texas Governor Greg Abbott activating state emergency resources along the Gulf Coast in advance of possible heavy rain, high winds, and storm surge due to the next storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 65 people in 9 states are sick after eating eggs infected with salmonella. Public health and agriculture officials have traced the source to an egg farm in Wisconsin. The eggs were distributed to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under labels like Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. They've since been recalled. Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, but he embraced one of its key provisions at a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the state.
Project 2025 is a sweeping action plan for the next Republican president to overhaul the government. Last week in Wisconsin, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona warned public schools are under attack. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The first full week of school for kids in Madison begins today, but a post was circulating social media scaring families. Apparently, there was a threat that mentioned Madison schools, referring to a school shooting. Madison police say multiple people saw it and called them. They say along with the school district, they jumped into action, and their first big discovery was that this post came from Florida, and the poster was talking about Madison County schools in, you guessed it, Madison County, Florida. They got in touch with police there who are now investigating that threat. Authorities there ended up arresting a 13-year-old they say made that post. Now Florida authorities are trying to determine whether that kid acted alone. MPD believes there is no threat to the safety of students here in Madison, Wisconsin, but they understand why families would be nervous. They have added patrols around MMSD schools today just as a precaution. So you may see some additional squad cars. That doesn't mean something's wrong. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that they've been relying too much on big plays.
Everybody goes through swoons. It just seems like today they're all, this whole week, it seems like we've really relied on the homer and haven't played the game. And against left-handed pitching, we haven't been. Haven't been great.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains about myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Dick Cheney, your father, a beloved figure among Democrats for many, many years. If you know who he will be supporting or who he'll be voting for, do you care to share with us who he might be voting for?
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Hell has frozen over.
Hell has frozen over.
Listen. Words I never expected to hear.
No kidding. It is 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie, sitting in for Ms. Miller, who had an amazing show, I assume, up in Oregon.
Yes.
She will be here tomorrow. So we're holding down the fort. We have Charlie Pierce. I know it's weird. Rude Pundit will be on tomorrow.
Yes.
I asked that I could talk to Charlie.
Yeah.
So Stephanie was fine with me switching the two out today. Plus, we have Jen Kirkman and Justin Root in studio in hour number three.
Wow, okay.
I know, it's a big day.
Yeah.
I'll just let them talk.
Okay.
Because it's been tiring. It's been a hot weekend here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I went to bed on Friday at 4 p.m. Uh-huh. It was 112 at my house at that time.
Okay.
Just thankful that our air conditioning worked.
Good.
People lost power in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So lucky. We only lost it for like enough for one of the clocks to just kind of go off.
Okay.
Other than that, I was very lucky because it happened while I was asleep.
Right.
That it did not completely break down.
Okay.
So yay, power.
Hey.
Yay, air conditioning.
Yes.
And yay, the Cheneys.
Kind of unexpected. I mean, it was expected though.
We're just waiting for W to do it, and he's not going
he's
to.
He's not going to.
He's not.
Yeah, his office announced that he has gotten out of politics and is not going to be making any
statements.
Any statements.
All right. But his people around him are doing all of that, so I think that it's a tacit endorsement on his part. I mean, his VP.
Well, sure, but his VP is his own person.
True.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, you know.
Yeah. But
I think it's a tacit endorsement.
George W. Bush is not going to endorse anybody.
No, that's on him. That's fine. Warmonger. So is his vice president. And we know that the daughter will sting us at some point.
Yes, yes. Don't pull her too close.
No. Our little velociraptor is that person that will definitely hurt us when we least expect it.
Exactly.
But
she will sting us as we're carrying her across
the pond, as the frogs are carrying her across the pond. No, I mean, I'm glad that they're doing that because it is a stand, and it's about time that has been taken, and I hope that more come forward, like Mike Pence. Hi. No, I know he won't. No. He's too much of a chicken. Yeah. I'll just use that word.
Yeah. He's a puss.
There you go. He's a kitty. Mm-hmm. And not a nice one. And stupid for ever supporting that man in the first place. But so we also had another shooting in Kentucky over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Multiple people were shot on I-75, yeah. apparently. Yeah. It's the guns. I went on a rant over the weekend mm-hmm. about this because I just am. I'm upset about the kid that murdered four people. Mm-hmm. I'm upset that everybody around him failed him and then therefore failed four other families.
About the Georgia one.
Yes, the
okay.
Georgia kid.
Okay.
I'm upset that people around him failed him and therefore failed four families who are grieving deaths and nine other families that are dealing with their injuries.
Yeah.
And it got me mad and I'm still mad.
Yep.
And it's the guns, people. It's the guns. And people like Donald Trump and others saying, oh, the Second Amendment, this, the Second Amendment, that, like Stephanie has said, and like I have said, and like you have said, we have a right to not be afraid to leave our homes for fear of being shot.
Right.
Like these people were just driving.
That is the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, it is. I mean, people were just driving on the freeway and got shot at.
Yeah.
They weren't, it's the guns and it's mass. These mass shootings are a daily thing. Four people or more are shot at pretty much every day, and that's considered a mass shooting.
Right.
I don't know why three isn't, but that's the definition is four or more.
Right.
And it's just, I am with Angela V. Shelton, Stephanie Miller, and many others that I am a gun grabber. I'll take them. I'll take them all. We don't have, it's not a regulated militia, people. This is not what this is. And the fact that the AR-15 is the most popular gun in the country, which is not for hunting. It's not. If you want to shoot an AR-15, go to a gun range, rent the gun, and have at it at cans or whatever. Great. Do that. But you don't have to own one. There's literally no reason for any citizen in this country to own a weapon of war because it's cool. And the fact that we've got people on the House floor wearing pins that represent that, along with their crosses, mm-hmm. mind you.
Yeah.
How Christian are they?
Because Jesus was all for murder.
Yes, definitely. Especially murdering of humans.
Yeah.
There are words that I have that I'm not allowed to say because of an FCC license that the lady doesn't want to use. So I cannot be the spicy Jody that I am on the Bob Seska show right. on this show because, well, we want to keep
when
the show.
When can we hear a spicy Jody?
On Thursdays on the Bob Seska show.
There you go.
Sexy
Liberal Podcast.
Thank you
Network.
Very much. Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. I know things. It's been a tiring weekend because it's been so hot. I've hardly gotten any sleep. Anyway, it bothers me that people in positions of power are unable or unwilling to do the right thing when 90% of us want background checks.
Mm-hmm.
90% of us want AR-15s off the streets. We used to have an assault weapons ban. It worked. Mass shootings went way down until that expired in, 2005? Is that when it expired?
Something like that.
And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have got some good gun legislation passed in spite of the Republicans. So that's good, but we still need to get assault weapons gone. I mean, the Brady Bill. Come on, people. We've done this before. It's not that hard. We do not need these weapons. They are not for hunting, because if you need that to hunt, then you're not a really good hunter.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Who wants a liquefied deer?
Thank you very much, because that's what those things do.
They liquefy.
Exactly. To see, and I think if victims' families want to start showing what happens to these bodies, I don't want to see it, but I would appreciate it. Like Megger Evers, mom and
some families have given the okay, and I'm more than okay with that.
Same
if
here.
If the family is okay with showing the carnage that is that comes from a mass shooting, absolutely.
Yeah,
do it.
I've said it publicly, and I'll say it again. Were I to be murdered in the same way, I would want my mom and Lonnie and anybody else in my family to show my body, so that people out there understand what this stuff does mm-hmm. to a human, to anybody. And the fact of the matter is, this is a weapon of war. We're not at war with each other. At least we're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
you know, we're so not supposed to be. And it's just, okay, I'm going to stop ranting. I know it's talk radio. I'm supposed to rant.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of the job.
Yeah.
But yeah, the father, thankfully, has been charged with second degree murder.
Yep.
And I'm with that because he failed his son by buying him a gun after the FBI said, hey, something's wrong with your kid.
Yeah.
And then at Christmas time, hey, let's give him a gun. And he, not too many months later, murdered four people and injured another nine people.
Yep.
And, okay. All right. And law enforcement also let this kid down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big time. Big time. And the fact, can we play eight? Because Speaker Johnson just loves guns.
This apparently happens with almost every shooting incident. The media call by the left in this country, we need more gun laws, we need more legislation. Yeah. What's your answer to that?
At the end of the day, it's the problem is the human heart. It's not guns,
no.
It's not the weapons.
No.
At the end of the day, we have to protect the right of the citizens to protect themselves, and that's the Second Amendment. And that's why our party stands so strongly for that. I agree with the comments of your guests there. This is not the time to be talking about legislation. We're in the middle of that crisis right now. But I just want you to know, and I want the American people to know, that all the members of the House here are deeply concerned about the families involved and everyone. And we pray for the law enforcement officers that are doing that hard job tonight that most people do not have the bravery to do.
You talk about...
Okay. Law enforcement also wants these weapons off the streets, mind you. They were terrified at Uvalde because one person had one gun. Mm-hmm. And there were how many hundreds of cops there
right.
that day?
Right.
And they were terrified and they were armed and trained to do that thing.
Right.
And they were terrified. So, again, people, it really just for Speaker Johnson to say it's not for we also say this, too, to protect yourself in your home. I've always loved this. Well, the bullets are over there.
Yeah.
The gun's over there and it's in a lockbox. But it's for my safety. So in case somebody breaks in, so you got to go into one room to get the bullets or
right.
in one drawer to get the bullets. And you got to go in another place to get the gun. So how is that helping you be safe? And your gun usually is used against you, mind you. People with guns in their homes, if there is a problem, most likely that said gun will be used on them and not on the bad guy.
Right.
So I've always like, oh, my bullets are up there. It's like, well, then how is that protecting you? If it's not loaded and next to you at all times, it's not going to protect you.
Right.
I mean, you have to, it that whole protection thing makes no sense to me. Like Johnson said, oh, we need it for protection. No. No.
Yeah. You don't need an assault.
You don't need most guns for that matter. And if you're using it for hunting, most like Lonnie grew up in a family that hunted. So they had guns in a gun cabinet and it was locked.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taught when he was, I think, 11 or 12 years old, how to properly use a shotgun
right.
to go hunting. He doesn't do that anymore, thankfully. But that's the thing. And he goes, I would never have thought to take a gun and shoot somebody at my school. I'm like, well, you were not failed by your family or those around you
right.
either.
Right.
The fact that this kid was bought an AR-15 for Christmas, last Christmas, mind
a
you.
Gift.
As a gift. So I'm really, really glad. And he and his father did not plead when they were arraigned the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They did not enter any pleas one way or the other. They're both, I believe, incarcerated at the moment. The father, though, I looked at his face. He is regretful, but I only think it's for him and not for what his son did. I think he's regretful that he's gotten busted for it.
Right.
I don't think he cares one way or the other. And the mother came out over the weekend, and she's a mess. And she came out happy that her ex-husband, I guess, is being incarcerated as well. But anyway, it gets right here. It hurts my heart that this happens constantly in this country, and there are ways to stop it, and the powers that be, like Speaker Johnson and others of his ilk, refuse to even think about it because of the gun lobby.
Right.
I mean, the NRA used to be about responsible gun ownership and for background checks and all that. They are no longer that. They only want to sell guns. They want teachers to have guns. They want everybody to have a gun because it makes money. And I am just, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm ranting. Wait, I'm supposed to rant.
Yeah.
and on that note, it is 19 minutes after the hour, and this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Maudie. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them?
it could be.
It's gross.
Yeah.
There's kibble.
Yeah.
It's ick.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
It's burned.
It's
and
ick.
The burning of it causes these compounds.
AGEs.
AGEs.
Exactly.
It's very good.
No, they're advanced glycation end products.
Oh, okay.
And they can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make the max lower or older. And they can be, it might be connected to cancer, which is very frightening for anybody that's got animal babies. Well, any babies. And even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temp, so it's really, really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. Bonnie and Clyde love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Even Hefe
loves it.
Hefe loves
it, too.
I know. And you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Here to save America.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal
Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop Saturday, September 21st, Durham, North Carolina.
They're Raleigh-Durham that weekend.
At the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Join Stephanie Miller.
Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama.
Ooh. Plus, special panel guest, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Never heard of him.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Come on out September 21st at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Get off to Raleigh, Durham.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Ever heard of Joan Ballweg? She's your state senator. And she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Ballweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Ballweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Ballweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Ballweg thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Ballweg.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
You could have had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little.
You supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back, and that's the sound.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie sitting in for Ms. Miller. We have Charlie Pierce coming up. I know it's Monday.
Yeah.
It's all cattywampus.
Yep.
And he's coming up in the bottom of the next hour. And we also have Justin Root and Jen Kirkman going to be in studio.
In studio at the same time.
Whee!
They know each other.
They
so,
do. Yeah. That's how I know them.
So, yeah.
Anyway, hi, Seth, the Homo of Hope. Hi.
Hello, Nomo and Homo. Good to see you both doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So a couple of things. First, I want to say that Mike Johnson, he's a Johnson. How many guns? More guns do we need before we get to the tipping point where everybody's safe?
Right.
Insane. Okay, two other things I want to talk about. One, I just wanted to mention Kamala Harris at the spice shop at Penzi's.
Mm-hmm.
I cried. That was the most touching.
It was.
Watching her interact with those people.
Yeah.
And that is who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who she's bringing. And we're going to see that tomorrow night. And that was just the most amazing.
It was.
That was like the most amazing 5 minutes on TV this weekend. And if people have not seen that, they should if they want their hearts lifted.
And that was after Jesse Waters said she doesn't want to interact with anybody.
Right.
Exactly. And then I just got to talk about the child care thing, if I may.
Of course.
Okay. That rambling response that Trump gave,
mm-hmm.
if Biden had given that response, that would still be front and center news 24/7.
Absolutely.
And it is, and it's just non-existent. And the double standard. And then there was an interesting article in the Times this weekend where somebody pointed out what went unnoticed was when he mentioned Marco Rubio and Ivanka, the plan they put forward was you would get child care, but it would be against your Social Security.
Right.
So that years down the line when it was time to get Social Security, that account was like used up because you used it for child care.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is just so insane, and the fact that he could ramble like that. And his rambling is just getting worse and worse, and it is just amazing that people could still be in his corner, and the media zip silent. And if it wasn't for you guys doing the Lord's work, this would be unnoticed. So I just want to take this moment to say thank you, and you guys are great, and this debate tomorrow night is going to be amazing.
It is.
I think so. I think she's going to. I think she's going to wipe the floor with him. Thank you, Seth. I think she's going to wipe the floor with him tomorrow.
She's a prosecutor. She can do that. You know. But I heard some pundits make the point over the weekend that former President Trump has taken part in the most debates of any presidential.
Well, yeah, he keeps running for president
ever. And which I find hard to believe, but wow, that's true.
Well, I mean, the first time he ran,
experience.
The first time he ran, there were so many debates because there were, 16 people running?
This is the third time he's running. So, yeah, that...
That makes some sense.
Right, right.
I mean, he knows... I wish they were...
I mean, I can't believe that FDR didn't participate in more because he was president four times.
Four times, yeah. He was elected four times.
Yeah.
But maybe they didn't do it like we do it now.
I guess.
I assume so.
Yeah.
I think that first year, because there were so many people he was running against, that they had so many debates that makes some sense that he's had more experience debating. I wish they were unmuting the mics. They are not going to, because I think that him being muted helps him at this point.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, bumpers in the gutters in a bowling alley.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody did print that. Uh-huh. Yes. I did. I printed that.
Okay.
It's around here somewhere. All right. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Two Rivers are investigating the remains of a human skeleton. They're not confirming or denying that it could be Elijah Vu. The 3-year-old boy has been missing since February. The sheriff's office says a deer hunter found the remains. The sheriff says he cannot provide specific information about details for now. A new study finds a split on how people in Wisconsin feel about drinking raw milk. Sean Patterson led the study for the University of Pennsylvania.
People living in rural areas thought that raw milk was safer overall than people living in the suburbs or in urban environments.
Untreated milk has been linked to illness outbreaks. Patterson says the risks don't outweigh any perceived benefits like better taste or nutrition. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of the busiest thoroughfares to downtown Madison now has some lane closures. Thousands of people take John Nolan Drive to work every day. Starting today, parts of one lane each direction are now closed. Crews are working on rebuilding Olin Turville Court and a section of East Lakeside Street. And staff in the traffic division will see how this goes to help them decide whether they could reduce lanes on John Nolan permanently. Plans are in place for an overhaul of the road in 2025 and 26 as part of the Madison Lakeway project. These closures will last almost 2 months. And you can ask city leaders questions about the Madison budget this week. They're using the format beloved on Reddit, Ask Me Anything. That means you can log on and ask any question you have about the upcoming Madison budget. One of the biggest topics will undoubtedly be the $22 million referendum on the ballot November 5th. That AMA, as they're called, is all virtual. It's Wednesday from 5:30 to 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 6 till 8.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Say specifically, though, here in Texas, you guys do have a tremendous, serious candidate running for the United States Senate, and his name is
You're stepping on the news guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's not Ted Cruz. Colin Allred.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. And then she went on to say this about Mr. Allred.
Colin Allred is somebody I served with in the House and somebody who really, when you think about the kind of leaders our country needs, and going to this point about you might not agree on every policy position, but we need people who are going to serve in good faith. We need people who are honorable public servants. And in this race, that is Colin Allred. So I'll be working on his behalf.
All right.
She's not only voting for him, but she's going to work to help him get elected.
Yeah.
That's okay, Liz Cheney, what happened? I don't know who this person is. I don't know who she is at this point.
She will still vote against everything else that you hold dear.
Absolutely. She will vote against anything Colin Allred would vote for. But,
yes.
You know, she is doing the right thing. So is her dad, as much as I loathe them both.
Uh-huh.
And would never vote for. She's so running for president. She is so running for president.
Oh, I don't
president.
Think so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. No.
Really? You don't?
No, she doesn't have a base of support.
Really? Yeah.
Liberals won't vote for her, and Trumpers won't vote for her. That leaves her with no base at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll try to get a cabinet position at some point, maybe with a Democrat?
I don't think she would work for a Democrat.
You might be right. I mean, she's working for two right now.
I mean,
for Kamala Harris and Colin Allred.
Right.
So.
Yeah, she's making a very, very comfortable living, you know, working for lobbyists and stuff like that.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, running for office is like...
Yeah, writing books and you know, making appearances and speeches and stuff like that. You can make a nice living doing that, and it's not hard to do.
It's not. It's not stressful by any stretch of the imagination, like running for office or being in office.
Right. So I think that's what she's going to do. She's not going to pursue
you
higher
sure?
office anymore.
Are you nope. sure?
Yeah. She has no base.
All right. We'll see. We'll see. So over the weekend, or Friday,
would you vote for her for president?
God, no.
Okay, then. Yeah.
But I don't vote for Republicans anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not her... I'm not somebody, but a lot of people on the left are like, yay, Liz Cheney, and they have been for a while now.
Yeah, but put her under the scrutiny of, you know, asking her other positions, liberals won't
especially
vote for her.
With abortion.
Liberals will not vote for her.
Because she is the person that still says, yes, right. Liberals want to have abortions up until the point of birth, and no person I know would ever carry a baby to term and then go,
right.
I'm done.
Yeah, I don't think I want to.
I don't think I want to do that. No.
Nobody does that.
Doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
No.
But she's one of the people that does.
Why go through all that morning sickness if you're...
Do you know how dangerous it is to be pregnant?
Why go through all the backaches? Why go through all the, you know...
Pain.
The peeing.
Well, that, and then your blood pressure can go up.
Sure.
There are all sorts
Why put your body through that if at the very end you're like, I don't want
You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Exactly.
You would not. No. No human being on the right. planet would be like, "Yes, I'm at week 30, and right. I don't want to continue with this anymore because it's been a pain." No.
I'm not even sure if Liz Cheney has offspring.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hi, those of you that know the Cheneys. Does she have children? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
We could look. We have the Google machines. We'll look it up in a little bit.
Right.
But on Friday. Judge Mershon decided to delay the election interference, that's what I'm going to call it, sentencing until after the election.
I'm fine with that.
It's not
the hill I'm going to die on.
It's not the hill I'm going to die on either. And I think that what happens with this is actually better in a weird way. Some lawyers and pundits have been saying this as well, that delaying the sentencing until after the election takes that out of the election.
Yeah.
It removes it from Donald being able to raise money, saying, right. I've been sentenced to prison and la, 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 la. Waiting until after the election also suggests to me he's going to prison. That's what that suggests to me. It's like he's made his decision, but we're going to wait.
I still maintain he's never going to see the inside of a prison.
He may not, because it's a felony, but he's a first-time offender that for this particular set of problems.
Right.
But once he's sent...
And it's not a violent crime.
And it's not a violent crime. Home confinement, most likely, is what I'm thinking.
That's
and a fine.
The most.
And a fine.
A fine's not going to hurt him, but yes, a fine.
Well, no, because other people will pay that fine for him.
He'll raise money for it. And suckers will give him the money for it.
Because he's such a billionaire. So, yes, that has been delayed. And
he's a bill. He's made his money because he bilked people out of
money. When he doesn't pay his bills.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
He's
signed up people for Trump University, which went out of business.
Thank you.
He sold people Trump steaks, which went out of business. He sold people Trump water, which went out of business.
And vodka.
He built the Trump Taj Mahal, which went out of business.
I know. The man bankrupted casinos, people. He's not good at that. The only thing he's good at is branding and being a timeshare salesman.
He's a brander. I will give him that. He's good at branding.
He's very good at that. He's very good at that kind of timeshare salesmanship.
Uh-huh.
He's very, very good at that. He's that guy.
Yes.
He's trouble in River City guy. Mm-hmm. He's very, very good at that. But
he wants to build the Simpsons monorail.
Monorail. You're absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
You're absolutely right.
He's Lyle Landley.
He is. He's Robert Preston. He mm-hmm. is all of that. And it's just and yes, I know a lot of people were very upset that the sentencing, which was supposed to be in like a little over a week. I get it. But again, like Andrew Weissman and others have said, this is actually a good thing. It's taking it out of the election. Mm-hmm. And I do agree that this probably means he's going to be sentenced to something.
To something.
Yes, and not
he
just
will be found guilty.
He has been found guilty.
Yeah,
the sentencing is going to be something that he will no longer, because he will not be elected president. Right, everybody? You're all registered to vote. And you're checking your registration. And you're making sure you have all the right ID.
Ticked up a little bit in the polls.
Yes, they're tied again, but
so don't get happy.
Don't get
by
happy.
Any means.
No, don't get happy. We have to vote.
Yeah.
The polling over the last 6-7 years has not been accurate, as we all know. 2018 showed it, 2020 showed it, 2022, 2023 have all shown that polling has not been accurate, but don't get happy. Make sure you're registered. Make sure your registration is up to date. Make sure that you have the correct ID to vote, depending on where you live, because it all matters where you live on what the voting situation is. So, okay. And on that note, let's talk to, oh, here we go.
Oh.
Jeff in Michigan. Hi, about debating.
Yes. FDR didn't debate because, first of all, there were no televisions really back when he
True.
Was president, and they really didn't have the modern presidential debate until Kennedy Nixon. That
right.
was more of a thing that ABC TV did. And so that's the reason why that didn't happen. The other thing I've got to say is, how do you go broke or go bankrupt owning casinos? You're the house. You're supposed to be taking the money in.
Exactly.
I know.
He did.
He went broke.
He took too much of the money for himself.
Yeah. I mean, I have an old-timey slot machine at my house mm-hmm. from, like, the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. You put in a quarter. You can win maybe a dollar every now and then. Mm-hmm. I have all the money in the machine. It doesn't pay out that often.
No.
It's just, you know, I'm the house.
Right.
I get the money.
Yeah.
So for him to have been that, and people still think he's a good businessman, it just, I blame
Are any of his casinos open anymore?
He can't have a license in Nevada.
Right, right. He has a big Trump building in Nevada with Trump across the top of it.
But there's no casino,
there's no
in,
casino
there.
In it.
He's
it's
not. He can't get
building.
The license.
Right.
He can't get the license for it because of, I think, of background checks. Because
yes.
you need a background check, a FBI background check. I was going to help a friend of mine invest in something in Nevada, and I needed to get the same kind of background check. And
when you work for a casino, you have to have an extensive background. When
absolutely.
I went to work for the casino in Palm Springs,
yeah.
they went back 10 years on me.
Oh, at least, yeah.
I had to remember where I've lived, you know, all of my addresses from the previous 10 years.
Wow.
But, yeah. So it was an extensive background check.
Well, yeah. They want to make sure that you're not going to steal. They want to make sure that you're not a criminal.
And that you're not going to be bribed for anything.
Right.
And also, when I worked there, we had 3 rules that if we broke, we would immediately get fired. No gambling on site, no going up to the hotel rooms, and there was something else. No drinking on site.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
That absolutely makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also safer for everybody that's going to the hotels, too, and the casinos to not worry that
yep.
the employees are going to be untoward.
Exactly. And, you know, there was one time we went up to the hotel rooms that was during our orientation. They said, this is the only time you're going to see these hotel rooms.
Because we stayed, Imani
yeah.
and I stayed there once.
Yeah, right.
Twice, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it makes sense that he doesn't have the right to a license because he's got a bad background.
Yeah.
I mean, he bankrupted not only casinos, but charities.
Mm-hmm.
He stole from charities.
Yeah, he stole from kids.
He and his children stole from charities.
Yeah.
Seriously, who is voting for
him? They also made a lot of money off the presidency.
Yes, especially his daughter.
She made a fortune off of. So did he.
His daughter and his son-in-law.
And where is that investigation? It's happening. It will happen. Sherrod Brown and others are trying to make it happen. And until we vote them into the majority.
I'm honestly not holding my breath.
I know. None of us can hold our breath on this. Hi, Paul in Seattle.
Paul.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
With the tens of billions, no, hundreds of billions of dollars that the gun industry owes us for the slaughter of our children and grandchildren
Absolutely.
Over the last four decades.
Yeah.
But the, you know, after the assault weapons ban, the Brady Bill was in effect from September of 1994 to September 2004, and straight away in George W. Bush's second term in January of 2005, George Bush and the Republican Congress passed a law that gave the gun industry carte blanche exemption from product liability that every other product sold in America is subject to. The Second Amendment was designed to protect the states from being the federal government disarming their militias, calling them, federalizing them, and then disarming them. It was not designed to protect consumer product being sold at Walmart so that some degenerate drug-addled parents like down in Georgia or like the Crombleys up in Michigan can make armed murderers out of their disturbed children.
Right.
That's not what it's for.
I agree.
And we need to repeal that law. It's only been, it's going on 20 years, and that law, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, should be repealed, and the gun industry needs to be held accountable.
I agree. Go, Paul. Yes, Christopher.
We have an answer as to how many children Liz Cheney has.
How?
Five.
She has five kids?
She has five kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Philip Perry, Kate Perry, Elizabeth Perry, Grace Perry, and Richard Perry.
Wow. She did that all by, well, not all by herself. But,
On her Twitter bio, she describes herself as a proud rodeo mom, soccer mom, baseball mom, and hockey mom.
All righty then. So she's got five children?
Yeah.
And they're, I assume it...
The last one was born in 2024.
Oh, so a new one.
Yeah.
Brand new.
July 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
How old? I thought she was like my age. How old is she?
I don't know.
I could have sworn she was older than I am, but maybe not.
Okay.
If she's still birthing babies.
Yeah, good for her.
You know, I mean, I'm 57, so if she's still birthing babies, she's young. Does it say how old she is by any chance? Because that's like shocking to me.
Does not.
Okay. You'd think we would know how old she is. Oh, man. You know, good for her.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. I just
I'm sorry. That article was wrong. The original article. It says Philip Richard was born two. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. All right.
couple welcomed their youngest child, Richard, in 2006.
Okay. That makes more sense.
That makes a lot more sense.
That makes a lot more sense to me. Okay. 2006. That's a while back.
Right. Yahoo got that wrong. And I went to the original
article
at The Sun.
Okay.
And, 2006.
All right, so that makes more sense because I'm like, there's no way she just had a baby.
They all live in Wilson, Wyoming.
Yes, I knew they were Wyoming people. Her dad's from there too, right?
Well,
was he the rep from there?
Yes. Well, yeah, I think,
Wasn't he?
He's originally from Texas.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then he moved up there.
Yeah.
And then she. Okay, I got it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so CNN.
It's easier to run for office from Wyoming than it is from Texas.
A lot less people.
Yes.
Let's
just say that.
I think a lot less people than in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. It's the least populous state in the country, even less than, like, Vermont.
Isn't it, like, 500,000 people or something?
Maybe even less than that.
Yeah, it's
There's no city that is more than 100,000 people.
It's a beautiful country, though. I've been there.
The state only has two escalators in the entire state.
How do you know that?
It's a fun fact. Yeah.
Okay.
There is no building.
Things that are in our brains.
There's only one building that is tall enough.
To have...
An escalator.
The two escalators, one up, one down.
Yep.
Wow. I've been up to Wyoming.
Escalator repair people must be bored out of their minds in Wyoming.
Well, there's just the one guy.
Yeah, right.
He's the guy. Like, if it breaks down,
you gotta call the guy.
Jim. Let's call Jim.
Yeah.
He'll fix it.
Uh-huh.
Or Governor Walz will come over and he'll fix it.
Right.
So CNN sees Trump supporters in despair over his debate prep because... He has no debate prep. He is doing literally nothing. Trump's Republican supporters have been pleading with him for days to drill down on issues such as the economy, immigration, national security, to avoid petulant behavior that could play into Harris's argument that it's time for the country to move on from the bitterness and chaos he represents.
But his conduct heading into the debate explains a concern. He will botch it. And I think he will.
I think so.
I hope so. Yeah. I think that she's got the upper hand being, as you said, a former prosecutor. And Ari Melber pointed out her experience in government is more than anybody in the past 20 years.
Yeah.
More than Ronald Reagan, more than Clinton, more than Barack Obama, obviously more than Donald Trump.
Sure.
She's had 21 years of experience in government.
Yeah.
And so she knows how to do this.
Yeah.
She has yet to and will not, please, lose this election. She has yet to lose any election that she's gotten to a point where she was the nominee and everything. And I think that she's got it. And I look forward to tomorrow night or Wednesday morning when I wake up and watch it.
Yeah.
It is 50 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy liberal.
Save the world.
Comedy tour.
We're saving the world. And now you can watch from anywhere in the world.
Saturday, August 17th.
From Chicago's Vic Theater.
A live pay-per-view event.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart. And Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump is like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. It's a black mama this country.
Yeah. Okay.
Special guests, Representative Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbank. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. Starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, August 17th. Don't miss out. Enjoy Sexy Liberal from Chicago at home. Details and tickets at meathook.live/save the world.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Hi, Josh. You're going to get on.
Uh-oh.
Hi, James in Alabama.
You're on.
Hi, Jody and Chris.
Hi.
It's an honor. It is so delightful, and I had no idea, Jody, you were so talented and entertaining.
Oh, she is.
Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful.
That's why we asked her to fill in.
Hey.
What's up?
Question, because I know you guys are intelligent and have a good sense of things. Now that the Heritage Foundation Department of Legislation and Judicial, which used to be the U.S. Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
has decided that presidents have incredible powers, why can't Joe Biden make a commission of truth in journalism and take Fox propaganda?
Oh, God, we just lost all the phones.
Oh, no.
Sorry, James. I don't know what happened.
Uh-oh.
That's on our end because, you know, we're saving money. and you're right, but there is a First Amendment issue when it comes to stopping journalists
yes.
from talking.
Right.
I think that there should, though, with political ads.
Right.
I think that's different.
There are ways to combat stuff like that.
There are ways.
Without passing laws.
Right. There are ways, and I think that truth in advertising is important, and that is a law. You have to be honest. Like, when you have food that you're photographing, it has to actually be food. It doesn't have to be the food it's representing,
right.
but it has to be food.
It has
food.
To be edible.
Right. So, like, with ice cream, usually it's mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just is.
And when they make food shiny, it's with glycerin, because glycerin is edible.
Right. Anything that's edible, it has. When you do that, that's truth in advertising. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the food it represents. It just
right.
has to be food. Therefore, I think with ads for political ads,
mm-hmm.
again, advertising, I believe those should be more truthful than they are. But then again, you get ads for movies where like, and they do an ellipse and then sensational.
Yeah.
And that's all you get for the review.
Right.
And it's like, it should have been sensational, but it is not.
Right.
I mean, you know, ellipses.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an accurate ad. It's just not necessarily truthful.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are problems. To me, I hate election ads because, in general, they are not terribly truthful. They just – because they don't have to be. I mean, they're accurate. I think that's the right word, right? They're accurate but not necessarily truthful.
Right. I mean, they can leave some things out.
Right. And that's,
that add context. And so the lack of that context makes you think something else. Sure.
Yes, makes you think something different than what it is. And especially with, you know, PACs, super PACs and those ads, those really bug me. But with Citizens United,
we got them.
We got them. Thank you, the Supreme Court, which is what James was talking about. So, yes, I agree that there are problems with certain journalistic people. But Fox News, maybe they shouldn't be allowed to be call themselves news. MSNBC is just MSNBC. You know, Fox News, maybe it should just be called Foxtainment. I don't know what to call it. Anyway, it's 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.